I want to here. My guest has been Martin Shepard, who is the author of a book called A Question of Values.
And I want to thank you for having me here amidst all this chaos and tumult and unions and everything else. I'm amazed we could talk to each other.
I've always managed to take some small comfort in the fact that that I function well under stressful conditions, but I must admit that this has been one of the most inordinately stressful I have ever attempted to operate under. It's certainly difficult. I do have a program scheduled for next week. I do not know if it's going to be on or not. I suggest that if you have questions regarding upcoming program and the future of WBAI, that you either call or write the station.
You could do it in silent. I mean, you could do the program without being on the air, announce the topic, and then all the listeners can write in what they think you talked about, and the person who gets closest wins like a free year supply of something or tickets to
the WBAI folio.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or the job of the union organizer.
Right. It's in any case, there is this announcement, and then. And then we'll go either go on to something else or not. In any case, it's been interesting, if nothing else. And I hope I will see you next week. This is Viv Sutherland.
The management and local advisory board of radio station WBAI has indicated their intention to take WBAI off the air in response to the following demands that were presented this morning, the 11th of February, at 8 o'clock, to an executive session of the board and management of WBAI New York. Their intention is to take the station off the air at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The demands are: we demand management recognize the WBAI union as the sole bargaining agent for the WBAI staff, paid and unpaid. 2. Management must negotiate with the WBAI union through the grievance committee of the WBAI union to resolve whatever grievances members of the WBAI union bring to the attention of said committee. These grievances include recent unilateral actions taken by the management and which management to date has refused to reconsider. 3. There will be a moratorium on any changes from the WBAI format and personnel in effect as of January 1, 1977. New programming principles must be shown to be feasible on a technical and logistical level and to be consistent with Pacifica principles, this to be determined by testing the new programming principles on an experimental basis for a stated period. A. Any features of new programming principles that may be implemented after the moratorium will be selected by the program director in consultation with the WBAI union. After a test period of stated length, these features will be subject to criticism and revision. B. Further adoption of new programming principles will proceed at a mutually agreeable rate and by the selection of the program director and union jointly. C. If both parties cannot come to an agreement in this process of consultation, the matter will be referred to the grievance committee. 4. The program director may not perform more than one job function and may not hold any regularly scheduled programming slot.
Must a man walk down before he's called a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The management and local advisory board of radio station WBAI has indicated their intention to take WBAI off the air in response to the following demands that were presented this morning. The program director may not perform more than one job function and may not hold any regularly scheduled programming slot.
This is WBAI in New York City.
I dreamed I saw Joe. and crying. Don't you want us to be free?
This is a bulletin. I'm Marty Goldenson. I'm here with Celeste Wesson and other people from the staff of WBAI. The local WBAI board has instructed the management, after conferring with the management of WBAI, to turn this station off the air temporarily starting at 2 o'clock today. It is now after 2 o'clock, and presumably some steps are being taken right now to take us off the air. It could happen any moment. We thought you should know about it.
Right now, we would like to play a tape that we made earlier. It has on it a description of what's happening, and it includes the demands that the WBAI union wrote up last night and presented to the local board, which was meeting with management this morning.
Here's David Rapkin.
The management and local advisory board of radio station WBAI has indicated their intention to take WBAI off the air in...
Okay.
In case you're just tuning in, there is a significant chance that WBAI will be off the air temporarily in about 5 minutes, or some minutes. The management has indicated its intention to put WBAI off the air temporarily at 2 o'clock. It's now past that deadline. If you just heard that tape and are a regular listener, it may be hard to understand all of the tensions at the station that have brought it to this point, but suffice it to say, there are some problems.
Once again, there are several elected representatives of the WBAI union who are here on the air right now. And maybe somebody else could talk about what's happening here. You go first.
Margo, why don't you? Margo Adler.
Well, we have been meeting for quite a while, for a number of nights, and one of the things that we first did was to form ourselves into a union to discuss a lot of grievances that we do have with management. We met several times, and last night, during that meeting, we unanimously ratified a series of proposals that you have probably heard. We've played it several times, read by David Rapkin. As a matter of fact, we will play it again in a few minutes. That proposal was taken, or at least a few representatives that we designated, three of them as a matter of fact, went this morning to attempt to present this proposal to a board meeting that was taking place between the Pacifica board and management, and as far as we know, that they were not allowed to present that proposal. However, the board did come forth with a statement that they were going to turn off the transmitter and suspend all programming as of 2 o'clock, and we have a feeling that that suspension is going to happen momentarily. We do not know. It could happen a minute from now, 5 minutes from now. There also was a statement that they would like five members of the WBAI staff to talk with the board and management, but the statement did not in any way give out whether or not they recognized us as a union, which of course is one of our central demands.
Again, at the risk of being repetitious, but there may not be much time to be repetitious. The reason you just heard that tape and the reason that regular programming has been suspended for the moment is that there has been passed by the management of the station a resolution of some kind which will turn the station off, as we understand it, shortly. It'll go off temporarily, and we don't know for how long, but the understanding is that because there are disputes between the management... Excuse me, I can't quite... that conversation's going over the air. It's not quite quiet enough. Thank you. Because there are disputes which haven't been resolved at the moment between the staff and the management, that the management has seen it as a tactic on their part to turn off the station. fearing that this will come to the air and that the dispute will come to the air, which they do not want. They also cite the need, and the FCC regulation, that the management be able to control what's on the air, something which is important but has always been selectively enforced at WBAI. In any case, we were scheduled to go off the air at 2, and then at 2:15, and temporarily we are still on. It's hard from the outside, I'm sure, to begin to understand all the intricacies of what's happening here. But briefly, a new format has been suggested for the station, and there is resistance among the staff to the new format, to the way it's being introduced, and to who is introducing it, the new program director. There have been changes in the staff at the station. People have been fired and hired. There are opinions as to the intelligence of those moves, and the staff desires input on those moves. There are a host of other issues. And management has decided at this moment that the best way to proceed is to meet with the delegation from the newly formed staff union, which has not been recognized at the moment, but a delegation from the staff, I should say, and to confer while the station is off the air, as opposed to confer while it's on the air. So that's what's happening, and for the moment we are on the air. I don't know for how long, and the emergency may sound a little ridiculous if we hold on here for 12 hours, but turning off the transmitter is not an easy process, and it has not yet been done, but it is about to be done, because the local board has recommended that, and it will be done soon. And in the interim, listen to this.
One suggested way, this is Bob Fass, one way that the workers, the members of the WBAI union, suggest that interested listeners may make their feelings known in this matter, is to address telegrams to Carolyn Goodman, 161 West 86th Street. There is going to be a meeting of the Pacifica board, the local board, at Carolyn Goodman's house this evening at 7:30. And if people would like some input, we suggest that telegrams be sent to Carolyn Goodman, 161 West 86th Street. Thank you.
Last night, the union formulated a set of demands, which we thought were a way to deal reasonably with a crisis that is at hand. These demands concern some of the problems that Marty was speaking about earlier. Maybe you could run through that description briefly again so people will have some sense of what kinds of issues the union and the staff have been talking about in the last week or two.
Well, it's very complicated, and I don't purport to speak accurately for the staff, and it can't be said that the staff is unanimous on everything.
But an outline would be useful.
All right, let me try. I can't hear myself on these earphones. Lindsay, can you turn up the monitor gain here? Good. And at least I'm not wearing earmuffs. Basically, the relatively new manager, Anna Kossoff, has hired a program director named Miruba Guzman, who has indicated that a new format at the station will be in effect soon. Do you know when it was supposed to go in?
Well, it was originally set to go in March 1st, although I think there was some, I believe at the staff meeting on Monday night, that was changed to be March 1st or March 15th. I don't know. I haven't spoken to them since then, and I don't know whether or not that date has been changed or just where that stands. It was going to go into effect March 1st originally.
All right. The nature of the content of the programming, the nature in which the new programming would be instituted at the station, is a subject of great dispute. There are many opinions as that are broadly ranged as to the good and bad elements in the new programming. There are different experiences as to the manner in which that they have been instituted so far. And suffice it to say, the staff isn't terribly happy with the way in which it's happening, and isn't happy with all of the new programming, and would like more input.
And in fact, that is spoken to in the demands.
Right, which we'll play in a minute on tape, but we're not quite ready to do that. There are many sides to this question, and it's hard to speak to. There are fears among the staff that the sound of this Pacifica station will no longer sound like a Pacifica station, that it will be too formatted, that it may sound like a commercial station, that it may have too much music, too little talk, all kinds of varied opinions in that regard. There are fears among the many volunteer, unpaid producers here that there won't be room for their kind of programming. There are fears among people who have programs here that their programming is being taken off, and indeed it's been indicated that a number of programs will be, are not, in the new format. The management says it's negotiable on a number of points, and indeed it probably is negotiable right now. A number of points are negotiable. The problem is the management has made the decision, which is why we're on the air now, not to negotiate any of this while we're on the air. So they have decided to turn us off the air temporarily, starting, as I understood it, sometime this afternoon, 2 o'clock. Well, it's well past that now, so we may blink off at any moment in mid-sentence.
In addition to the questions of programming, what it is and how it was put into effect, there have also recently been a number of firings at the station. The management has indicated that they are that they plan to take the station off the air. We first heard that would happen at 2 o'clock. It's past 3:15 now. That means they haven't done it yet, but it does mean it could happen at any minute. So right now, we're going to try to fill you in a little bit on what's been happening so that you as listeners will know why we're here and what we're doing. Marty?
It should be clear that it will happen because what has happened is the management of the station, which consists at the moment of the manager and the program director and the local WBAI board, I should say, has resolved that the station will temporarily go off the air while, in order to resolve off the air the disputes between the management and the staff. And those disputes center on a number of things. First, they center on the new program director and what he has in store for the station. The new program director has reprogrammed the station so that some people will lose their jobs and some people have, and such that there will be a different rhythm to the day and a different air sound. Some programs are being canceled. There is no room, for example, there is no room in the new format at present for the midnight programs as we know them, exactly as we know them. There is room for an evening program, and they may be similar, but it's all very vague. For instance, there is no room in the new program, just by way of example, for Swan Song, which is the midnight program on Monday. That program no longer exists. It may in the future, after negotiation. In any case, the management wants to negotiate this business with the staff while the station is off the air. I think the reason they've chosen this course, there are a number of reasons this course has been chosen by management. I won't attempt to speak for them, but having consulted somewhat with them, I understand the reasons to be they don't want this discussion brought to the listeners. And they want more control, they want to control what is on the air or be in control of the station, which indeed is necessary to hold on to the license of the station, that the management be in control of what's on the station. One of the reasons that it would seem reasonable to the management to turn the station off the air while this is being discussed has to do with the interaction with listeners. There are many people on the staff who do programs, as you know, that are interaction with listeners, and WBAI is known for that, and that's very much our station. And the interaction with listeners is of great concern to the management. They do not want that to happen. There are people who stand on all sides of that issue. Cases have been made, don't clean your dirty laundry in public. There are people who feel that the listeners pay and support and own and are the station and deserve that interaction. And there are positions in between both. And the management, which might want to speak for itself, certainly is also concerned about being in control of the station. There are other important issues. There are people who fear that the reason we're being temporarily turned off is to allow the management some flexibility to, as it were, clean house, to bring in their new format and their new people and give them some movement. And indeed, there is a tremendous amount of stasis at the station, that the station has a programming which in order to change, you know, needs consultation and needs work. It needs people to decide to change it. And there's natural resistance to change among the staff, and there's also an enthusiasm to change the station and expand the listenership in a certain way. And the staff would like to have input on that. The staff would like to do that in consultation with the management. I think at this point the management is probably willing to do that. They've indicated they want to meet with staff representatives. However, they want to do that while the station is off the air, and that's our immediate concern.
Hi, this is WBAI's program director, Yoruba, with a special message for all WBAI subscribers. Your February folio is not late. As a matter of fact, it won't arrive at all. Our transition process is still in effect and disrupted our folio production schedule. We ask you to bear with us and thank you in advance for your patience. Our regular programming will continue through February 13th. From February 14th through the 27th, WBAI will present Carnaval 77, 14 days of special programming designed to attract subscribers and whet your appetite for the new sound of WBAI, which airs February 28th. Again, thank you for your support.
This is WBAI New York, temporary radio in New York. In any case, we keep alluding to the new format without saying what it is. That brings up a big problem. We don't all understand what it is because to some degree it's very general. However, I can help a little bit. Do you think it's wise to read at least the proposed format change?
Yes, I
do. It is a press release. Okay. This is a press release on WBAI stationery. It says for immediate release, and it comes from the program director. These things aren't frozen. This day I'm going to read through the morning to the evening format of WBAI. It's not frozen in the minds of the staff, and it's not frozen in the minds of the people who have put it forward, the management. It's constantly changing, and what you're about to hear is, as I understand it, negotiable. However, it is the format that we were told would begin soon here. From 4 to 6 a.m., what is called the radio experiment. From 6 to 7 a.m., a rebroadcast of the news, which is a slight change. As you know, now the news rebroadcast is at 9 a.m. From 7 to 9, the morning show. The morning show would probably remain fundamentally what it is, and the morning show is what you hear now from 7 to 9, so no great changes there. From 9 to 11, morning music, which is classical music. From 11 to 12:30, a new program, American Music, which would feature a different aspect of contemporary music each day. From 12:30 to 3:30, what is known as the midday block, live. It's called, in paren, Information and Entertainment. No further description right here. From 3:30 to 6:30, El Barrio Nuevo, the new barrio, with Pablo Yoruba Guzman. Live talk, music, listener feedback. Again, this program, which was in its conception to be anchored by the new program director, he has indicated, after the staff has indicated, they have some feeling against, at least at the beginning, his doing this programming while being program director, has backed off considerably on this, and I think would not anchor this program until he felt the bugs had been ironed out of the new format. From 6:30 to 7, the news, which would remain fundamentally the same, but there would be an attempt to hold it to a half hour. From 7:30 to 8, an evening's respite, which would be an in-depth background piece on some aspect of the news. Then the evening, the 8 to 11 slot, is The City. The description here being live examination of the movers and the shakers, the unrepresented, and the typical New Yorker, listener call-in. And 11 to 4 a.m., sounds of the city, jazz, Latin, rock, rhythm, and blues. And then as a final description on this, look to WBAI-FM as the logical alternative. This is a press release, that's why this language. A station about, for, and from New Yorkers. Our confidence in the Big Apple is shown each and every hour and each and every broadcast day. Look toward Pacifica, WBAI, as the station for the Big Apple. As you hear this, I imagine you realize that it doesn't knock you over as terribly different, but there is a lot of contention about the various slots, especially the open slots. So, the station is scheduled to be off the air sometime this afternoon. I spoke with the manager, who said there was no exact moment at which it would go on or off the air, but the indication was that it's the process of that is going on right now. I feel like there's no way for you people out there to really understand the list of demands and moratoriums and all this kind of business that Celeste just read. I think it's important she read it so you can hear it and know it exists, but I think there's no way for people outside of this loose, crazy bureaucracy, which is WBAI, to begin to take sides or understand or feel sympathies with either management or staff, because it's very easy from a distance to say, well, my goodness, the staff simply is, wants this, or the management wants that. I think that what the staff is demanding is very simple. The staff wants to work it out with management while we're on the air, in consultation, with a recognition that we have a union and that we have some power about what goes out over the air, and that the changes instituted not be instituted until we have some input. What the changes are, the merits of the changes at the moment are really unimportant. It's really a question of the process. We have doubts that all of the ideas are good. There are many ideas to change what you hear over these airwaves. Some of them I happen to embrace, and some of them I reject. But I reject the idea that they come down on us without full consultation, and the entire staff rejects that.
Were you one of the signatories, Marty?
Of the
statements that were given to the board?
We got the transmitter, and we've been requested to leave, apparently by the management. Who requested this?
Hello?
Building management.
Why is this?
Excuse me, I think we should identify for listeners.
Without express permission of the building.
Even though we're employees of the radio station? Well.
Who informed management that you should be...
I really don't know.
As you can probably hear, the transmitter at the Empire State Building has been entered by some people who have represented themselves as being
a radio.
It has not been entered yet.
That's
Bob.
The voice of Dolores Costello.
Right, it has not been entered yet. All right, whatever is happening on the outside is happening outside of the transmitter room.
I see.
Are still inside.
I see.
Okay, it has not been entered yet.
Well, is someone attempting to turn off the transmitter from down there at the Empire State Building? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Is there someone trying to gain entrance to the transmitter room to eject you?
Well, right now, that would have to be transferred. Someone is knocking on the door. Who it is, we don't know.
What you're hearing right now, the ambience of what you're hearing over the lines is the sounds of our transmitter room at the Empire State Building, where, perhaps, we're not sure, there may be an attempt to turn the station off. And there are some staff members in there.
Oh, and then we're not trespassing.
Maybe trying to discourage that from happening.
Hello, brothers and sisters down there at the transmitter. McIsaac here. I just wanted to...
I thought to call down and say we need some coffee.
As to how we thought you should...
All right, let's see.
...deal with the situation there. We have voted. Am I being heard? We'll test it out, but I'll keep talking.
Someone is knocking on the door, Paul. We cannot see who's outside.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me down at the Empire State Building?
Yes, I can hear you, Paul.
Hello?
Yes, Dolores is responding.
I can hear you, Paul.
Okay, Dolores, I can't hear you, but I'm assuming you can hear me. I just...
Hey, Irving, what's that?
The AI has decided, and that is in terms of master control and the Empire State Building, that we will occupy those locations, that at such time as people come who are qualified to remove us from those two locations, that as a body, we will not...
This will be a good picture when they come back, walking up the hall.
I don't know whether this mic is on or not, but if it is, someone should call building management from inside the transmitter room.
Okay, heard you. What's going on out there?
Out there, I don't know, he's part of the management of the building, says we're trespassing, and that if the part of the establishment of the station, in other words, the chief engineer, will only call building management and say that we belong, then we will not be considered trespassing, will not be thrown out. As of now, there is a cop up here.
Okay, the call will go through. Tell the policeman that you...
Oh, someone... Also for the building, a policeman and also a private policeman.
Both private.
Oh, both private. Very convincing uniform. All right, and what is your job here?
Security.
All right. The chief. The chief of security here says that if the building management will be called, we can stay, but otherwise, no.
Right. What's the number?
All right. So is somebody going to make the call? I can barely hear you from in there.
Yes, we are making the call now.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can cut my mic now.
All right. So that's the situation as it stands. Can you hear me over the station?
Yes, we can, Dolores.
Okay.
Fine.
That's the situation as it stands. The building management will be called and will be told that the people outside are with WBAI and that they can stay where they are, and then they won't be trespassing, that, as I understand what Stacy just said.
Doris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's not clear to me, so it must not be clear to the listeners exactly what's happening. You are at the transmitter of WBAI.
Right.
We are at master control of WBAI.
Right.
The management has indicated it would like to turn the station off temporarily while we're trying to solve disputes at the station. Are you trying in some way to protect this transmitter from being turned off?
Right.
Is an attempt being made to turn it off?
Well, we thought in the beginning there that there was an attempt, but that was the building security coming up to find out what was happening, why were people out in the hallway.
Right, so you're simply just hanging out there and sort of guarding the transmitter.
Right, because we feel that the transmitter should not be turned off. There is no reason for it to be turned off, and it is a very serious move on management and the board's part to talk about turning a transmitter off.
Let me express to the listeners and to the people at the Empire State Building the importance, the extreme importance, that we have decided, all of us have decided, that there will be no confrontation between people who want to turn it off and not turn it off that would lead to violence.
Right.
I could, Dolores?
Yeah.
McIsaac.
Mm-hmm.
As a union, we voted, and I just wanted to repeat to you our position in terms of master control and the antenna. We believe that they should remain on. However, when the question comes to them being turned off, we condone in no way any form of violence to resist that being turned off, and the degree of resistance, passive resistance, we leave that to the personal, moral, et cetera, of those individuals that we have delegated to be there.
I don't think that there's any argument on that part, although I wasn't, at the meeting, I didn't know that part of it, but I don't see any disagreement on that. We're not here to have a violent confrontation with anyone.
What floor are you on, and how many people are there?
That I would prefer not to say for security reasons.
Okay.
You could get that from someone else, but not at the stage, not right now, okay?
It sounds as though there's some pounding on the door, Dolores. What's going on?
Right. All right, we can't deal with the door right now because we're dealing with management, mm-hmm. building management, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get back to the point of saying that we're here because we agree, okay, that this transmitter should not be turned off, all right?
They will not answer the door.
Wait, they did before. They will again.
Yes?
Has anyone called building management? We're about to be...
calling now.
Get it? All right, because they're about
to... Wait a few moments, Stacy. Tell them that if they wait a few moments...
Once again, I'd like to remind
people
that they can communicate with the Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation, who are meeting at Carolyn Goodman's house this evening.
She said they're calling right now.
You said that wrong.
All right, if Stacy can hear me,
we
are on the phone now trying to get the management of the building.
All right.
All right.
Requesting that you wait until the call.
I'm not here to get violent with you.
It's all right. I don't think it'll come to that.
If the... officers or people outside, Stacy, can wait a few moments. As soon as we get the management of the building here, it can be settled. All right? I don't know why they're so impatient. This is a very large building. We are not breaking any laws. We are here because BAI's transmitter is here. So I really don't understand why the officers outside cannot wait until management is called. No one is doing anything violent or breaking any laws.
Photographer here to cover this.
And as soon as the person gets the management on the phone, then it can be settled.
All right.
So a few moments won't hurt
they've
anyone.
They've increased to three their number of people out here waiting to ask us to leave. Let me put it that way. Oh.
Well, Stacy, can you hear me? Stacy, can you hear me?
What? I just, what is it?
All right. If you tell them that we're on the phone now trying to get management, and all they have to do is wait a few moments.
All right. There's someone from management here, but I'll tell them. They're on the phone trying to get management right now, they say. So they say it's a very big building and it's hard to get through.
Who is the person from management and what is his position?
Stacy? Who are you, may I ask?
Let me turn off my radio. Hello?
Who is the person?
Yoruba.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, Yoruba Guzman, considering what's happened to him and his young lords with the cops and with the security guards and with the FBI, should be the last one to call security guards or anything that has to do with the police or any
what did Clay Felker
police
force. They're getting so much advertising.
I didn't hear that.
Considering he's been in jail and everything else, and he should be the last one.
What? Who is that?
A listener called in to offer encouragement, Dolores.
Oh. Stacy, I would like to know who the person is outside who says they're from management and what is their position in management.
All right. What is your name?
No management.
Oh.
No name.
Yes.
Can you go into that room?
At the moment? Right, no. Who are you?
I'm with the operations.
What's your position?
Yes.
They're on the phone with the building on the intercom right now, checking it out.
It sounds as though
the
microphone has been disconnected, and in some way we are out of contact with the transmitter.
Oh.
Although, yeah, Dolores, what's happened? Hello, Dolores?
Stacy
can't hear you, Dolores. Can you hear me? This is Bob Fast.
Right. Okay. Management has said that the building management of the Empire State Building, we just finished speaking to him, and he has requested that the people on the outside leave. All right. And we will get back to you on the decision on that. Okay. In other words, we will tell you where they are. Okay.
Would you continue in contact as we update people and review what the events that have happened so far?
Right. Well, okay. So far, what it is...
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Am I on, Dolores?
Yeah.
We've just been threatened with ejection unless we go inside.
Okay.
Well, you just said
right, we're
we'd
going
be ejected.
We're going off of the air for a few moments, Stacy, and we'll be talking to you. Okay, Bob, take it back. We'll
okay,
be off the air for a few moments.
All right.
In case you're just tuning in and are hearing a spontaneous radio
right,
here.
They're consulting right now.
What's happening is that WBAI is scheduled to go off the air shortly, a decision of the management. What you're hearing is the staff responding to the management's decision to turn us off the air while there's negotiations between labor and management about a number of disputes, such as the format of the station and the management of the station.
And the recognition of the union.
The ambience you hear in the background
you,
is the Empire State
something.
Building, where our transmitter is located.
Tell him the purpose of you standing out here. Maybe he can help you a little better.
Got me a poor picture. Come on, you better.
I'll disconnect the mic for a second if you have that strong objections, especially since I don't think they're now standing arm in arm, the security and the operations of this building, and waiting for their picture to be taken. This does not seem suddenly. This seems like a non-serious ejection of us from the building. It's now a joke.
Taking you seriously, just being a bloody nuisance.
Again, to orient you, WBAI was scheduled to go off the air at 2 o'clock on a temporary basis, a decision of the management of the station. their response, their temporary response to disputes that have arisen here over programming and format, to orient you as to who is where. I am in Master Control, which is at WBAI on 62nd Street with Bob Fass and Celeste Wesson and others. And in the background, you occasionally hear the sound of people around our transmitter, which is located in the Empire State Building.
Well, there was a response, and I understand that there is a memo that the board of the management released. Is that true?
Yes, we're trying to get a copy of the management memo. If there's anyone in the immediate area who has a copy of the management memo that was read earlier, and that,
we're sending out for a memo.
Yeah, I think that it would be very good to read that memo, because it's, you know, it's what they said, and if you have that memo, then that's, you know, really what we know.
The most important short-term response,
yes,
to the crisis, and the crisis is not. The crisis has been building for a long time here, in the sense that there's been tension growing between the staff and the management, and various aspects of the staff and the management for weeks, maybe for months. And it derives from many things. It derives from the fact that the station does need to change, that the station is in a difficult financial condition, and that the management wants to change the station to put it onto a different kind of air sound, and to some degree, and put it on a different kind of financial footing. And there's been a tremendous amount of resistance to the way in which it's being done, as well as what's being done. And what we're demanding now is a new kind of process. Unfortunately, management seems to fear that part of that process will be bringing these discussions to the air, and their opinion, which has some merit, is that that is dangerous, and for a number of reasons, for our license, for our credibility, and more. And they have decided that WBAI should be turned off the air temporarily, and we don't know for how long, while these issues are fought out or resolved or not resolved. But in any case, they've decided to turn off the air, and we have gotten about 2 hours of grace more air than we thought. We thought we were going to be shut off at 2 o'clock. We haven't been shut off yet. Local WBAI board. Date, Friday, February 11th, 1977. At a special meeting this morning, the WBAI Local Advisory Board passed the following resolution. In view of the critical situation now existing at WBAI, and after serious consideration of the best interests and the responsibilities of Pacifica Radio, the manager is directed immediately to take the necessary steps to suspend broadcast operations until further notice. Every effort by all interested parties will be made starting immediately.